The best tea in the city on Kaya 959. Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 p.m.
Hey, great wet weekend. Some call it the weekend. Yeah, sort of wet, and then okay, it's fine. But I'm glad you're here. It's amazing how we are complaining about the rain already, and it's just been 1 week of rain already. We need this water, guys. But I know it can dampen the mood. Welcome to the show. All right, it is the best in the city. We're together until midday. Are you one of those people who always need background noise? My question is, what does it do for you? Is it a much-needed distraction? What is it? What does it do for you? Does it help you concentrate? There are people who cannot function without background noise. And when I say noise, I don't mean it in a painful way, but there has to be something. Be it a TV on, be it a radio on, or headphones on with something playing. They can't stand silence. To a point that, without them knowing, they start talking to themselves. I get hutus. No, they gotta hear something. And when you ask, why do we do that? They say it might be because we want to distract ourselves from our thoughts. Hence, background music is a coping mechanism. Is that the only reason? Which one are you? Do you want silence? Or you prefer background noise? Some people, myself included, when I study, I want silence. Right? But when I need distraction, I need noise. Something in the background. I will go mad without some music playing. We all have different reasons for when do we need background noise. You tell me what's yours. Maybe you're one of those that who can study or work in complete silence. Maybe you can never drive in silence. It's either you're listening to music, the radio, something must play. Or maybe you cannot even sleep in silence. I used to have a roommate like that, Silas Magali. In fact, we must change his name, Silence, because he's definitely not. I get about Libito Levi Randra. That's right. Silas Magali would never sleep in silence. The radio must play. And because he was my guy and, you know, looked up to him and loved and respected him, still do. I acclimatized. I got used to it. Later on, I, of course, shook it off. Buena. It has been a known fact that those who constantly need background noise could be attempting to avoid or to distract themselves from unpleasant thoughts. Is it true for you? So basically, we feel what we call attentional capacity, right? We try to maximize on attentional capacity. So we fill it to the max with other stimuli, like background noise, in an attempt to do what? To have no resources left in the brain capacity to distract into something else, to avoid certain things, to avoid thoughts. Research also shows that background noise is sometimes used as a coping mechanism, which can be unhealthy. Your thoughts say, give me attention, when they're like, I give back. So you're basically sweeping your thoughts under the carpet. Soon, it's a heel that's going to bump you and trip you up. Which one are you? I know I can't stand silence. You?
Yo, that's me. I can't. I cannot. I don't know what's happening with me. My nerves just want to burst if I'm in a very, very quiet place. Like even when I was a student, I wouldn't go to the library because I would not study there. I only went to a library when we are going to have a discussion in a cubicle. Yeah. After that, I go home. There should be a background music or even radio in a low tone maybe, but there must be something. Even in the office, I cannot function without that particular sound, either radio or music, either it can be gospel or radio or something. It cannot just be quiet. If it's quiet, 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 my nerves just want to burst. I wonder why it's like that.
I'm definitely one of those. Like, the silence is just too loud for me. I can't. When I'm working, studying, reading, sleeping even. Like, when it's too quiet, I literally get nightmares. So I need something Jay, playing in the background. Radio, music, Jay. I want that.
Oh yes, that's Knowles. Are you like Knowles? Or you operate differently? You know when I read a book? Nah. Silence, please. Silence, literally quiet. Or play instrumental music. I can't have words on words. My brain is like, okay, who are we listening to? Because I also want to speak. Then you're going to have end up having a tripartite alliance in your head. No. You use background noise differently. And I want to hear your reasons.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on why hashtag I can't stand silence. 1, background noise is a stress reliever. Having background noise, like music, has been proven to be an effective way in reducing stress. One study found that people who worked in noisy environments were less stressed than those who worked in quiet environments. It is believed that background noise helps to mask stressful thoughts and worries, which leads to a feeling of relaxation. And I guess maybe this is where meditation comes in. 2, why you can't stand silence is because it helps to have background noise for improved concentration. There are people who cannot study or concentrate without any background noise. These people are able to study and work by listening to music, having the TV play in the background or radio. This has proven to help people maintain concentration when performing repetitive tasks over a long period. Maybe then we should ask, if you're using music at work, what do you do? That will tell us. The last teaspoon on the 3 teaspoons on why, hashtag I can't stand silence, to distract from certain emotions. Many people need background noise to avoid thinking about anything that is stressing or worrying them. So listening to background noise helps improve one's mood, whereas the silence can force you to do what? To think about those things that you're trying to avoid. Can you stand silence?
I vele mina angikhona ukufunctiona mangi ngamamelanga something. If maybe ngiyasebenza ngenza anything, there has to be umsindo like radio, ngamamela music. Ngoba manje kunama load shedding sometimes ngithatha ama earphones at least. Kube nento ezongidistracta from emicabangweni yami njengobusho.
Aha.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Now, this is an important Postbank announcement to all the SASSA grant beneficiaries. Postbank is aware of the challenges with some SASSA grant beneficiaries not being paid as their accounts show insufficient funds or lower than expected balances. They are working to reverse the funds and plead with the beneficiaries to exercise patience while they resolve the matter. Postbank wishes to also assure SASSA beneficiaries that the SASSA gold cards are not being replaced, nor have they expired. The cards work fine and will continue working. Beneficiaries must not be misled by people that advise them to change the cards. SASSA gold card holders can continue enjoying free transactions at ATMs and shops, no bank charges for the first 3 transactions, and protection from illegal deductions. Postbank will keep beneficiaries up to date on progress. Postbank apologizes for any inconvenience. Do you prefer silence? Is it? Talk to me then. Tell me. Why?
I can't study in a quiet place. The music has to be there, but it has to be very soft. Otherwise, my concentration level just goes. In a library, I can maybe be there for an hour. After that, I'm gone sleeping.
Is silence too loud for you?
I see what you did there. Silence. You know, for me, I prefer silence. I don't drive with the radio on anymore.
Is it?
Yeah. I turn it down unless there's like specifically that I need a certain something, like a show or whatever. Yeah. But like, yeah, if I'm just going from A to B, there's absolute silence. I've mentioned this before, I enjoy weekends when everyone leaves the house and leaves me alone.
Yeah.
And it's just me.
Yeah.
So for me, silence is just... Yeah.
It's golden.
I feel like... I don't know. Maybe it's ever since I became an adult.
Yeah.
But I enjoy
And this is what you did the whole of last week, by the way.
Yeah, partially. There was some silence. Not so much in other times.
Yeah.
But you know what, for me, it's a stress reliever. And also, I feel like it helps me with increase my concentration.
Ah.
Because I feel like when you distract yourself too much, you become easily distractible. Then your brain doesn't really come back.
Yeah, to focus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, just relieve my stress, help with my concentration.
Yeah.
Yeah. A form of meditation.
I enjoyed maths more because it allowed me to play music while studying it. Unlike other subjects that forces me to read.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why I think I was good at maths, because it worked very well in the company of music.
That's true.
The other stuff I was just okay with. All right. So for me, music does that for me, or that background noise. Yes, when I read, I listen to instrumentals done.
Then
vocal.
Because
then I get distracted easily. Yeah. JJ?
Yeah. For me, it depends. I can't have a steady no or yes.
Yeah, of course.
So when I knock off, just like no, see, it's silence in my car. I don't want to play anything because I'm coming from an environment where we're constantly, you know, playing music.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then in my house, when I'm alone, I love the silence. Everything will be off completely.
Not even TV.
I enjoy it.
Do you know what's so crazy is that before, I don't know if you also used to do JJ, where you like would play the TV. You know when people just have the TV just playing in the background. Yeah. No one's watching, it's just there. Just so that it feels like there's something
you
going on.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't do that anymore either. I
don't like it when the TV's just playing.
Yeah.
Everything must be off.
My partner used to have something on, like he couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
A podcast must be playing in the background. That's how he functions. And I'm like, no way.
For me to sleep, it must be dead silent.
Yes. I love that.
Dead silent. Otherwise, I will never even fall asleep. Makhadebe, while you were away, kids were out to play. Did you see what I did there?
I saw what you did there.
It rhymes. Somebody was out, Cody Sophie.
Hey, I got the download.
Born.
So,
hey.
It was so nice.
It was good to see you out and about, JJ.
I told you I'd come. No, but you said, Uncle, I didn't sit. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
I did not sit. But what a lovely place, because I've always wanted to go to the Sophie.
Yes,
it was so nice. Everybody's just welcoming. Bongani drama is also a vibe.
Yes.
And the food was delicious. Loved it. I mean, the hospitality there is great, so I'd go again. Thanks for the invite.
No, only a pleasure. I mean, I'm glad that you said you'll come and you were there.
Yeah,
I'm getting FOMO all over again.
That's what happens when you go away.
Yeah.
Don't go anymore. Stick around,
Angie, down much.
Can you stand silence?
I think with me, it's more, it helps me focus, actually. One thing that I've realized, since from high school, I couldn't study in a very quiet place. So, hence, I couldn't go to the library because it was just too quiet for me. So, music helps me to focus. Not TV. Like, if I listen to music, then it helps me focus.
Buena. Give me a call, please.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-000-959.
Oh, yes. Time for you to take the last step. Let's start with you. Hello, Kele.
Hi to you guys.
Good day, Wena.
Good day.
Hi, Wena. You can stand silence, Wena. Utla uthuthi wrong. Utla.
Thabo kiri ki wani le. I'm home alone. I work from home barely every day. So it's joy for me. Silence is the most, it's the best moment in my life. But my partner sent me a WhatsApp, I remember some topic on Radio 2000. So frequency, I had a sharp mocking, so I'm like, I need to move to Kaya FM, and then I had topic A. I was like, oh my God, silence for me is the best, but only when I'm alone. When I'm with other people, I don't mind the noise, but when I'm alone, I prefer silence. So it's always like this. When I'm home, it's always quite like this.
Aren't you afraid of your own thoughts?
No, I really love. I realized, no, I'm not afraid of my thoughts. I actually want to listen to my thoughts. That's actually the best, especially when I'm alone. That's when I want to listen to my thoughts.
Wow.
Taxi, I'm loyal, so I can't deal with silence. Eh? Like, I make sure radio is playing.
Yeah.
I don't even have a playlist. I just listen to radio. I get the latest news. I get the hottest tracks. Actually, I make sure the radio is on. And that thing, singing, I forget on umuntu. I'm like, nah, inje, akasakhona ukulala kuthulekile nje.
Amulala kanjani usikhumba no Thomas basemoyeni Nkosi yami. Eh? There's no way you'll sleep. Bayahlanya phela labantu bayithu.
I cannot stand complete silence. I absolutely cannot. At the hands, I'm like always alone in the office, and I always listening to the radio. I'm always tuned in because complete silence and I won't be able to concentrate.
Hmm. Brother Deza.
Legay.
Brother Legay, Brother David. You can stand silence?
I prefer silence, Patsy. Because always, you know, until you're positive, man, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brother David.
Wow, this is me, Moose. This is me. You are talking about me. And yeah. I don't know what's the case. If it's too quiet, I cannot function. The worst part about it, I cannot even sleep when it's too quiet. I sleep with my radio on.
Tse tso wena
e prati e na e tsa le ka robala na khoni le ke a bona ba lo shedding ba tse ke robala I toss and turn yo boka te mede se tsapa le ka radio e nyane e tshajwang e dula for in case ona le lo shedding botlele yona on the background a khoni then driving I'm always on the road ha ke va ke le one radio all the way.
Hello Sifo Gazi.
Hi, Bekti, njani?
I want to turn them sin, okay, when I'm on away.
Hi, Bekti, I'm one of those people. I cannot stand silent.
Yeah?
I feel as if I can hear my own voice talking to me, or I can hear my... I can even hear my own chewing. So even now, while listening to you, while I'm doing work, I cannot stand silent. Even I see, and it's quite right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I love to hear a background noise somewhere. Sipo. And by the way, I can function perfectly with the noise of the background.
Sipogas.
And then you look good.
Utosanin. By the way, he's coming tomorrow. He'll be here tomorrow.
Bye.
So I'm an avid reader, so I could be sitting in the lounge reading my book, yeah, and the others would be watching TV. I'm still okay. I can be alone in my bedroom and still read. I don't have a problem with that. Even at work, I put my earphones on sometimes. Like right now, they're on, listening to music and working at the same time. Can still work without them.
Can you stand silence? I know I can't. Do you? Can you?
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.